side do you want to be on?
I feel like we're backwards. Side, yeah.
Okay. Good morning. It is really good to be here with you today. It's great to see so many faces we recognize and even many faces that we don't. It's good to be back here. I was the youth pastor here for 8 years. Let's go ahead and go to the next slide, and you can see a picture of our family here in Plymouth. This is us about 9 years ago now, standing in front of 102 Mead Avenue.
That's right.
Let's go to the next slide, and I'll let Rainey introduce our family to you.
So for those of you who don't know us, Tony, Rainey, we've been married for 22 years. Yeah. So we grew up together, too. So we met in the nursery at church. So isn't that sweet? We served here for 8 years. Tony was a youth pastor for about 14 years before God called us overseas to France. We have two girls. Faith is 19. Can you believe that? She is a freshman at North Central University in Minneapolis. She's doing great. For those of you who saw, she had a little car accident. She has a new car now.
New
is relative.
36,000 mile new car.
Yeah, but she's doing great, adjusting to college life and all of the craziness that's happening. But she's doing super well. We're super proud of her and what she's doing. Hannah is now 16. She is a junior at Black Forest Academy, which is a boarding school in Germany. She absolutely loves it there. She does not want to ever come home. So she's doing really well, and we're super proud of her as well. We'll see her at Christmas because of all the craziness. We couldn't see her this fall like we usually would, but she's in Germany.
Go ahead and bring up the next slide. We are part of,
I forgot
about our dog. Since we
this
no
is
longer,
my most important thing right now.
Since we no longer have kids at home, we had to get my wife's dog. This is Hemsworth, and he's a French bulldog. Okay, let's move on to things.
I like him a lot.
So Rainey made me put that slide in there. I'll just say that. So we want to just give you a brief overall. You guys are very familiar with the work of the Christian Missionary Alliance around the world in Alliance Missions, but I want to just take a brief opportunity to remind you of the four specializations that make up Alliance Missions around the world. The first one is on your left there is comm. I know you're very familiar with that because you have at least two couples that have been sent out from here that work with comm, the Aid and Relief Organization of Christian Missionary Alliance, and development, aid, relief, and development. And so places around the world where people are in need socially, economically, our workers go in and develop social, economic, and aid and relief work and then spread the gospel through that. The second specialization that the Christian Missionary Alliance has is marketplace ministries, and that's where people go into places where pastors or missionaries aren't always welcome, and they go in and run businesses, develop business work, teach at schools, develop business starter or incubator type places. And in their way and in their fashion, they spread the gospel through relationships with locals, through the workers that they have. They spread the gospel through conversations with the people around them. Access, the third part of the Christian Missionary Alliance, is our traditional missionaries. They're the ones that we think of often when we say, oh, you're a missionary, that's great. And they go and they plant churches. They go and they run seminaries. They go and run small groups to help strengthen the local churches. All of these three, and in fact all four of them, have at the goal to plant churches that are indigenous or local to the country that they're in, to the community that they're in, so they look and feel like a church in their natural setting. All four of our specializations has a desire to see Christ be glorified through his local church. So as access workers, they are pastors and workers and spreading the gospel. And Envision is what Rainey and I work with, which our goal is.
Envision identifies and develops missional leaders who innovate, establish, and strengthen communities of faith. We do that, of course, in France. And we do this through short-term internships, short-term trips and internships that are leading to leadership development within the Alliance. Specifically in Paris, we do this by partnering with Trinity International Church, which is an English-speaking church right in the center of Paris. And one of the ways we partner with them is we host a lot of different English conversational groups where we bring people together who we wouldn't otherwise have a chance to maybe get to know or have conversations with. We bring them into relationship and hopefully then have a chance to talk to them in English, but also to have deeper conversations about the gospel.
The theme for this year's missions conference, as set by the Christian Missionary Alliance, is unfinished. It's on the next slide. And one of the things that's often, I always forget what my slides are. One of the things that's difficult for ministry in a developed world like France in particular is we don't have many pictures of the before and after of what we do. We have not been called to enter a village and build a church building or dig a well and deliver fresh water to people. We haven't been called to repair or build homes, but we have been called to present the person of Christ to a people that see no need for them, for a people in their past have rejected him and who in their present continue to see no need for them. We have the similar issues that you have as you try to tell your friends or the people around you about the gospel and the need for Jesus. People are busy. They have what they think they need, and often they have been taught, and in France, they teach that Jesus is a fairy tale. Good to help kids understand the world around them, but not needed for educated, enlightened people of France. France, however, is in deep need of the hope of Christ. With less than 1% of the population claiming a belief in Jesus as their Savior, true hope is often far from the average French person. But it doesn't always work just to stand on the corner and telling people about Jesus and the hope that we have in him. We have to earn the right to be heard. And Rainey mentioned that one of the ways we earn the right to be heard is through having English conversation groups. But we do that in a variety of different ways. We do English language groups and mission lunch. Language groups are about 15 to 20 people and who want to expand their English. And as they are there, we give them opportunities to talk, Rainey mentioned. But also we continue to dive deeper into the gospel. Mission lunch is twofold. We help cook a meal for 64 people, but that's not the only mission we do.
Yeah, so Tony and I, for several years, Tony, since we finished language school, and me a little bit later after the girls didn't need me home at lunchtime anymore, have been volunteering with an organization where we cook this meal for 64 people. And it's hosted by a group of churches, but I would say faith is somewhat relative for a lot of people in that situation. And so we have found that while our original intent was that we were going to be ministering to the 64 people who needed a hot meal, the reality is a lot of our ministry happens in the kitchen as we prepare the food. So having been there for quite a while, we have a great chance to get to know people. We hear their stories. As we're chopping a bag of onions, we see people cry, not only because of the onions, but because of the hardship that they're going through. And so in that time, we have an opportunity to pray with them, to get to know them, to really hear about their own personal needs.
And sometimes we earn the right to be heard in a matter of 15 minutes, and sometimes it takes 15 years. The term we often use for earning the right to be heard is, are we having a meaningful, impactful presence in people's lives in the community around us? Are we there developing relationships or having the opportunity to spread the gospel in meaningful ways that impact the world around us? That can take time. But God can do amazing things and open a path to be heard quickly. But other times we have to repeat the verse that's on the next slide that says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in us or in you will carry it on into completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Next slide says, we trust he who began the good work. Because it's not about Rainey or I or any of the other workers that are around the world. It's about Christ doing a good work in people around us. Early in my time in France, just a few months into language school, I bumped into Pierre in our circle staircase going up to our language or our apartment. And he stopped me and said, hey, are you a pastor? In French, this is all happening in French, and I know about five words in French at this time. And he says, are you a pastor? And I said, yes, I am a pastor. And he goes, good, I want to ask you a question. If God is in control of everything, why does it still hurt? Why is there still evil? And I'm like, that is the question that everybody asks, and there's no way I'm going to give that response in my broken French. But I did my best to explain that, you know what? God created the world. He created it in his perfect will and way, and sin entered. And because of the sin and the fall, there is hurt and pain. But in the end, with hope in Christ, we can enter into a relationship with him and live for eternity in that perfection again. And he looked at me and said, okay, and walked away. And here's what it is. It's heartbreaking because, you know, it's not a story of, hey, I got to present the gospel to him and he surrendered his life to Jesus and now he's rejoicing for eternity. It's a story of, I'm trusting in he who began the good work. It wasn't me that prompted Pierre to come up to myself to talk to me. That would be weird. Hey, could you talk to me about what you're going through? Well, I guess that's not weird. That's counseling.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things where you say, this person came into our lives and then we were there for a moment and we moved on to our next apartment. But we trust that the missionary couple or the pastor couple that was coming next, learning French, would be able to minister again and again because we trust in he who began the good work, not in ourselves. The next slide says, we trust he who began a good work because he is faithful to complete it. It's not about me. And the next slide shows a picture of that story.
Yeah. So those of you who maybe are reading our newsletters or following along, there's a couple of guys you might have heard of. On your farthest to the left is Paco, and Paco has been part of our ministry and someone we've worked with for the past 8 years. And then Benoit is someone that we've been working with this term, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to tell you a little bit about Benoit's story, and Paco's too. But yeah. Benoit's story is he came into our English group about 3 years ago,
four
years ago, and he said, hey, I'm here to learn English, I'm Catholic, and I'm not going to become a Christian. And we're like, all right, well, at least we have that out there, right? And so at that time, the pastor of Trinity International was coming to English groups regularly and helping us out, just connecting with different people, and he started taking Benoit to lunch. And so Benoit would go to lunch with him, and he invited him to a Bible study. So Benoit was under the pretense of learning English. Benoit started going to multiple Bible studies a week. And then suddenly we'd see Benoit in church. And all through this, we have our interns. Those are two of our interns that are there praying with Benoit after a evening thing we were doing, an alpha group. He would come and participate with our teams who were coming. He would come to picnics and just talk to different people. And all of this was happening. And when you come as a team, we always try to have you hear the stories of the people who are part of our community. And so we asked Benoit to share his story as someone who is on a journey towards faith. And so Benoit is telling his story to a team, and he goes, and now I believe in Jesus. And we're like, oh.
Yeah, so he wouldn't even tell us, you know.
And so this is just a beautiful picture of all these different people playing into Benoit's story. And it, like, Tony and I would have loved if we could have been the ones that were like, sat down and prayed with Benoit one day. But we didn't get that chance. But it was a beautiful picture of all these different pieces playing into this. And then in this picture on the left, you see Paco, and Paco is a local French believer, and he's baptizing Benoit in New Jersey because they were both there with a church learning just about discipleship and growing in their faith. And so that's the story of Benoit, and it's just so awesome. Paco, who's been part of our ministry for the past 8 years, was just ordained with our friend Mally in October, which is also a beautiful story of just multiple people pouring into these two men as they journeyed from non-believer to local pastor.
Yeah, and the journey of pre-faith to faith, it's never about us. It's never about you telling the story. It's about the person of Jesus Christ. So when we trust the he, then it's not about me and it's not about you. It's a great story that he who began the good work will be faithful to complete it. The other thing that I see in there is as we trust the he, we know that it's his timing. You can go to the next slide. I think it says that. Yep. Man, I don't know about you, but we had great plans for 2020. Anybody else? You know, you look back to January, I was talking with Pastor Pete, he's like, yeah, I arrived in January. I was like, oh yeah, that's weird. We had great plans, and we were talking about planting churches, new ministry opportunities, plans to visit places as a family before we separated to different countries as our daughter moved back to university. We had all these plans, and bam, that went out the window. We had personnel changes, COVID lockdown, COVID reopening, COVID curfews, and now COVID re-lockdowns in France. Everything seemed to come out of nowhere, crazy-like. The Saturday before confinement, in fact, we were sitting with a group of young adults in our home and joking about how it's just going to pass over. It'll be real quick. And then the next day, about 24 hours later, I was driving to pick up my kids in Germany before the border between France and Germany closed, which was fun.
Yeah. That's a weird. It was a little Sound of Music-y. Yeah. Like.
I don't know that reference. No matter what your thoughts on how our things have developed or continue, we know that God is in control. We know that COVID has ruined a lot of plans, but he still knows the timing. And he will carry it on into completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And despite our plans, God zoomed in and helped us with Zoom.
Yeah. The next slide will show you some pictures of what our life has looked a lot like the last several months. The top is a church service that we did in Zoom. I think it was maybe Communion Sunday.
We streamed
our service, and then we invited everybody into a Zoom call where we had communion together. Also during that time, we started an alpha group online, which was small, a little small group of people, but we had one of our friends from our English group who faithfully came every week, and we had the chance to introduce him to who the person of Jesus was, what it looked like to be a Christian, about the church, the Bible, things like that. And it seemed like every week that we had this alpha class with him, he was like, "I never knew this. I never knew any of this." And so he is a voracious reader and a voracious studier. So after our confinement ended, Tony was able to go to his house and give him a Bible and a book on how to read the Bible.
Yeah, and his story is unfinished. But when I was at his house, I saw this stacks of notebooks throughout his house where he reads a book, and every time he sees a word he doesn't understand in any language, either language that he's reading, he writes down the word and then goes to the dictionary and writes down the definition. So I know that he who began a good work will continue it in this man because he is still reading. And I look forward to the end of confinement now so that we can get back to having a conversation about what the Bible is and who God is. And one of the things that I like about Alpha is it's not, you know, Rennie was saying, "Oh, I never heard about that before." Alpha isn't like this deep, deep dive into Christianity. It's who is Jesus? What is the Bible? What is salvation? It's the basics of Christianity, and he was just astounded that he'd never seen it before. Mm-hmm. But we know that God knows the timing. We know that no matter what we do, God is still going to be active and living in what is going on around us. Romans 5:6 says, "You see, just at the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly." And if Christ could, and God could orchestrate all of salvation to hinge on one moment, he is not surprised at what is going on now here in America or around the world. God planned it, and he's going to take care of us here in 2020. One of the things that we love about working with Envision is our dual role of ministry. And as we talk about God at work in the people around us in France, we also have a role, not right now during COVID, but we have a role of leading teams and interns on trips and their time in France. Mm-hmm. So, yep.
Yeah. So part of our job, while we work with French people, we're also bringing in Americans to work alongside us, doing ongoing ministry that we have established, and we plug them into that. For interns, that means they're coming in and they're helping us to lead English groups. We're doing a lot of discipleship right now in our current structure. They're meeting weekly with us as a group where we're diving into things like soul care, leadership development, personality kind of thing. So we're meeting with them as a group, but then they're also meeting one-on-one with either Tony and I to go more into depth about those things. We're really trying to develop leaders for not only overseas ministry, but ministry here in the local church, whether that's full-time as a pastor or maybe it's just as a lay leader. We want to see fully developed people of Christ coming back to the U.S. and working.
So the unfinished stories that we often see are not only of our local people that we're ministering and serving to, it's also the interns and teams that we work alongside with. One of our first interns in Envision France was Samo. Mm-hmm. And Samo came to do video. And we had a part of the Alliance mission or video team was housed in France. And he came and he developed his ministry of video editing and video shooting. And as he was in France for three months, he also got to travel the world shooting video with the Alliance ministry team. And the times that he wasn't traveling, he was back editing video. And then when he wasn't doing that, he plugged into the ministry that we were doing and plugged into the ministry of Trinity International Church and was discipled and brought along in a variety of ways. When his time ended with us, he ended up working in the Alliance office in Colorado Springs as a videographer. And then in just the recent year, in the last year, he took the next step in his ministry and became an international worker, serving in one of the world's largest refugee camps, telling the story of the Rohingya people through video, while his wife is doing work as a nurse in that mm-hmm. camp. So that is the story of God at work, and while we got to be a part of it for 3 months, God continues to work in and through him, and we could tell multiple stories of people that were part of Envision that are now serving around the world, and in fact,
just this year, the CMA has sent out about 60 workers. Half of those people have had some kind of connection point with Envision as they prepared to serve overseas. Yeah. So not just Envision France, but the 22 sites that we have around the world have poured into people, and we're starting to see how that is playing out in the whole of Alliance missions.
We also have so it's interns and teams. Interns are individuals that come from anywhere from 1 month up to a year, and residents are a two-year program. But we also have teams, and that's a group of, we say, three or more. Other sites say five to, or more, or 10 or more. But we have teams that come in, and they join in the ministry that we're doing. Rainey mentioned in Benoit's story that Benoit was free to tell his story to a team. Because Rainey and I have been in France long enough that we somewhat speak the language, and they know that we know the rules. And the rules in France are you don't ask about faith, you don't ask about the job, you don't ask about personal life. So a lot of our conversations start very superficial, and if we were to say, so tell me about your faith, or tell me what you believe, they'd be like, in fact, I remember we had an exposition on the vine and branches, and I asked that, she was like, what is John? Oh, like the book, that's the book of John from the Bible. She goes, oh, okay. Oh, you read the Bible, you're American. I was like, yeah. What about you? Do you read the Bible? And she just, you can't ask me that. I'm like, you just asked me that. But teams who come in and don't know the language, don't know the culture all that much, and we give them, you know, training on what to do, but they're able to ask questions. They're able to be a little out there on their spiritual life, and they break down walls that sometimes we aren't able to break down. Mm-hmm. And especially that's the story of Benoit. He was more free to share his Christ story with the team than he was with us as he was getting started. We don't just send them off to work in far-off fields. Again, as already mentioned, we want to see people develop to plug into the local church, to be full-out followers of Jesus, whether they're serving in the local church full-time or whether they're appliance repairmen who bring the hope of Christ with them as they're changing out a hose. Is that something appliance repairmen do? Okay, just making sure. One of my favorite reviews from an intern was one that said, I definitely know I'm not called to do what you do. And I was like, praise the Lord, because we're already doing it. You don't need to do it. You know, there's a big enough kingdom. There's enough people around the world to share the gospel with that. We don't need more Tony and Rainey's running around. And this young man is now teaching in a school in Africa. So that's something I don't want to do. And
yeah,
number
teaching
one,
science.
I can't teach.
We can't teach science.
We love the interns and ministries, and we love that the world is at our feet. Let's go to the next slide. I think that has just a couple of pictures. This is a team from Crown College that came a couple of years ago. I'm involved in ministry, talking, speaking to our teams, speaking. We had an opportunity. There's one young, not young man, roll on, roll on.
He's not young at all.
He's retired for many, many years. But he came, and he was able to share his story with the Crown team. It was just great to hear how God is working in people's lives. Mm-hmm. Next slide is more about our interns. They were given opportunities to plug into the ministry, to see France. And the bottom right there is one of my favorite pictures of our current term, is a group of our interns that formed a band one summer, just because they all loved music, and were able to play on this open place in the middle of the business district on, we call it Fête de la Musique, or Music Night,
music
a party
night.
Of the music. And so this is just one of those things that we see interns doing what God has skilled them and gifted them to do, and what God has given them passion to do, so that it's not just repeating what Rainey and I do. Like, we do the English groups, we do Bible studies, but our interns get involved in music or running or cat cafes and things like
parkour,
that.
Parkour, you yeah. name it, they do it. So
go and bring up the next slide. So the question then becomes, what about you? What are ways that you can be involved in the work, not only in Vision France, but Alliance missions around the world?
Yeah, there's lots of opportunities to serve. So if you know a young adult, you are a young adult who's looking for an opportunity for an internship and some serious development work, see us. There's 22 sites around the world, and at the heart of Envision, that is what we're doing, developing leaders. And so all our sites have that same heartbeat. We would love to see that. But if that's not you, you're not a young adult, that does not exclude you. There are opportunities through a program called Give Back for professionals, for people who are retired, that they can now be part of what's happening with the Alliance, using the skills and the things that you have learned over your lifetime to plug into the work of the Alliance. And you can look at weareenvision.org or com. weareenvision.com to see those opportunities. But an opportunity that's not posted there is for a teammate of ours who works in France, and he is a IT guy, and he speaks a language we do not speak of IT. And so he is looking for people who are willing to use their skills in IT to do something called open sourcing. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, so he wants to develop his ministry in to the Christian Missionary Alliance is developing, right now he's building a server, not building, he's running the server that serves our creative access workers around the world, because it's easier, more makes more sense, it's safer to send, never mind, that's big interesting things. If you know anything I'm talking about, you probably know more. But what he's looking for is people that want to say, hey, I want to serve, I know how to write code and programs, and we can build together to write things. In the time of COVID, where most things have moved online, our creative access workers have had a bigger and bigger need for more security and more ways to communicate. And they have developed different chat programs, different things like that. But they're looking to say, if there's somebody that's in a local church that says, I would love to do that, I would love to help out, but I don't want to move around the world to do it, they're developing a platform to help you help write part of the program. So if that makes any sense to you, we'd love to talk with you more about that and see how you can be a part of what Alliance Missions is doing around the world while you still live here in Plymouth, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. We want to thank you all for your faithful prayers for us. We know that so many of you have prayed for us over the past 8 years, and we thank you for that. We ask that you would continue to pray for us. If you're not on our email list, Tony sends out a monthly email. Please join that. You can leave us your email address. We would love to let you know what's happening with the work that's happening in France. We also have a prayer card. It's updated. So same thing. You can put the magnet over Tony's face, blah, blah, blah.
it's funnier when you say it.
Yeah, I know, right? So, but anyways, we have new prayer cards. We'd love for you to take those home as a reminder to pray for us. We just are so thankful for Plymouth Alliance Church and your faithful giving prayers to Alliance missions over the years.
And in particular, we're thankful for those who have partnered with us individually and continue to give and support the work that God is doing through us. in Vision France. We know that he who began a good work in you or us or me will be faithful to complete it. Rainey and I, our story's not done. We're going to continue to work and serve in France until God calls us to something different, which we're hoping he doesn't do for a while. We'll pray. We'll be out back in the living room area. We have prayer cards. You can sign up for our prayer list. Let me just close in prayer for this time, and then Tito will come up. God, thank you so much for the words that you have given us. Thank you so much for the stories of people being impacted by the kingdom. Lord, we ask that you would use these moments, use this time to impact the people here in Plymouth, Lord. We pray that anything that we said that touched the heart of someone would continue to move and continue to grow and continue to live forth into people's lives so that your kingdom will be accomplished here in Plymouth, in France, and around the world, Lord. Thank you for the work and the heart of Plymouth Alliance. We ask this in your name. Amen.